Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Finally, last night's rain is completely over. Now we're dealing with some cool temperatures that will last all day. I'll show you why it will be below normal.
And new developments coming from the courtroom today in the Raleigh Christmas parade tragedy. The driver accused of killing an 11-year-old girl will face a judge.
And a veto override, the next step today that could loosen rules on buying pistols in North Carolina. Thanks for joining us on your cloudy Wednesday morning, right? It's Wednesday?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're getting over this hump day together here. The clouds sticking around here. Yeah. They'll remain. Some of the puddles out there, Elizabeth, still sticking around from that wet night, but the rain's gone.
The rain is finally over. We were tracking this last little band that moved through parts of Wayne County and Sampson County. It is finally over. You can see that as we zoom in that we are finished with it. But we are seeing some cloud cover that lingers. And notice the direction of the clouds. We have a wind coming out of the northeast right now. So that's bringing in some colder air off the North Atlantic. We're going to see the skies starting to clear this afternoon. We should see some sunshine after lunchtime. But the breeze will remain. So it's going to feel pretty chilly for us all day and overnight tonight. Then tomorrow we begin to see temperatures bouncing back a little bit. Here's a look at Goldsboro. Goldsboro, you can see things are moving around just a little bit. It's a little bit breezy. We're seeing winds steady at about 10 to 15 out of the northeast. 44 degrees in the triangle, so it's chilly out there. And it's still a bit wet here in Goldsboro because that was one of the last places to see the rain. It's a chilly 37 right now in Roxboro, 46 in Rocky Mount, 45 in Southern Pines, 49 degrees currently in Clinton. These temperatures are anywhere from 5 to almost 15 degrees colder than this time yesterday. So you'll probably notice the difference. At lunchtime, 52 will climb into the low 60s with some sunshine later this afternoon. After that, we're going to be dry for a bit until we get into the weekend. And I'll show you our chances for showers on Saturday in particular. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we are following reports of a crash in Chapel Hill. Of course, Fordham Boulevard is always busy this time of the morning, heading out toward Manning Drive. But this morning we have a crash on Fordham at Kings Mill Road, contributing to some of those delays, especially on that eastbound or northbound side of Fordham Boulevard, heading back out toward Durham. Taking a look at Durham and Chapel Hill right now, a crash getting cleared from 40 eastbound right around Highway 86 is contributing to some delays coming in from Hillsboro down toward Chapel Hill. Latest update on the sensors indicating a 4-minute backup. I don't think it's a big enough deal to consider using 86 as an alternate route, but we'll watch those sensors and let you know if traffic volume makes those backups any worse than they are right now. In Durham, we're looking fine on major routes with no big crashes reported, seeing some of the usual delays in both directions of 885 between I-40 and 147. Around the rest of Wake County, we still have a couple of crashes in the clearing stages. One just reported in the past few minutes on Tryon Road at Wilmington Street there on the south side of Raleigh, coming in from Fuquay Varina and Garner on 401, seeing some delays. Also 70 business westbound slowing down a little bit, approaching that merge. We have a report of a crash on 40 westbound right now around the Clayton bypass. Not seeing big delays with this one. Only about a 4-minute slowdown right now, according to sensors. And as soon as you get through the bypass, you look fine heading into Garner up toward Business 70 and beyond. This earlier crash in North Raleigh at Capitol Boulevard at Burlington Mills Road has cleared, but we're still seeing some lingering delays on that ride out of Wake Forest down toward Burlington Mills Road on southbound Capitol Boulevard. And it looks like that earlier crash on 64 westbound around Lizard Lick Road and the Wendell area also has cleared in the past few minutes, and traffic's looking good, leaving Zebulon.
Thank you, Brian. We have some breaking news this morning. Lee County High School is closed today because of an anonymous threat made against the school. The district says the sheriff's office made the recommendation to close the school for the day. All activities are also canceled.
This morning, the driver of the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade will be in court. WRL's Naya Harden is live outside the courthouse in downtown Raleigh. This hearing comes a week after Landon Glass was indicted on a new felony charge. Naya.
That's right. Involuntary manslaughter. That is a felony, and that's what he'll be in court for today. He has already been facing several misdemeanor charges that we know about. Landon Glass right now has misdemeanor charges dealing with death by motor vehicle, reckless driving to endanger, and carrying a firearm at a parade. There's also failure to reduce speed and improper brakes. Glass was driving a pickup truck last November in the Raleigh Christmas parade when it lost control before hitting 11-year-old Haley Brooks. WRAL will be at today's hearing. We'll have updates for you in our later newscast. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
The rules for buying a handgun in North Carolina could soon change. The state house is set to vote today on overriding a veto from Governor Cooper. That veto blocked a Republican-sponsored bill to make getting a handgun permit easier. It would end the rule for a local sheriff to sign off on any permit. The state Senate already voted to override the governor's veto. Republicans in the House need one Democrat to side with them to do the same and make the bill law.
Memorials are growing in Nashville, Tennessee, to honor the six people who died after that deadly school shooting there. Three 9-year-old students, a substitute teacher, the school headmaster, and a custodian. City of Nashville is holding a vigil tonight. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to lay flowers and toys outside the Covenant School, where the shooting happened Monday morning. Family and friends shared stories about their headmaster, Catherine Koontz.
Amazing person. She's authentic, you know, she's not going to just smile and not mean it. You know, she was just an incredible, I could tell that she was incredibly smart, and I wanted my kids to be around that.
You can hear more from the family and friends of the victims all throughout today. It starts with today's show airing right now on WRAL.
And we're also getting a look at the efforts made by police to take down the shooter. Body cam video released by police shows officers moving quickly and methodically through the school to find the shooter. They found 28-year-old Audrey Hale on the second floor, where they say Hale was reloading a weapon when two officers shot, killing Hale. Police say Hale, who identified as transgender, was under doctor's supervision for an emotional disorder, but was still able to buy 7 guns legally. Hale's parents said they didn't know about the weapons. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but authorities say Hale left behind a manifesto.
4 Durham City Council members are condemning one of their own. They say Deidreana Freeman was wrong to blame the city attorney for an outburst captured on camera. You can hear Freeman as she yelled at the city's mayor pro tem last week. Freeman said the city attorney set her off after accusing another council member, Monique Holsey-Hyman, of extortion. Freeman's fellow council member sent a letter defending the city attorney there, and it was signed by everyone except Holsey-Hyman and the mayor. Holsey-Hyman is under investigation for extortion.
Police in Rocky Mount are searching this morning for a man they consider to be armed and dangerous. Warrants are out for this man, Brendan Bryant, on several felony charges. Police say he's one of several people who fired shots during a fight outside a club on Northeast Main Street over the weekend. Officers say he shot the same woman several times. At last check, she was in the hospital in serious condition. 2 others were hurt in the shootout that followed. They were listed as stable in the hospital. And some of the largest employers in our area will address questions about their impact on climate change today. The Raleigh Chamber of Commerce is hosting its inaugural sustainability conference. EPA Director Michael Reagan, who is a native of Goldsboro, will speak at the event. He'll join companies in encouraging sustainable practices. Local leaders say the goal is to focus on not just big business, but local companies as well.
Some of our members are really far down their sustainability journey. They have full sustainability teams. They're thinking global. And some of them are just at the start of that, and that's piquing their interest. So this event is really to speak to both the large corporations and the small corporations, because it's all the companies here are important to us, and we want to hear feedback from everyone.
Some of the companies speaking today include Lenovo, John Deere, and Fujifilm. Today's conference starts at 8:30 this morning in about 20 minutes in the Raleigh Convention Center.
An effort to force North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration agents is advancing quickly now. The State House passed the bill, sending it to the Senate, where it's also expected to pass. Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed similar bills before, but Republicans think they could override a veto this time. The question at the heart of this is whether immigration agents can force sheriffs to keep people in jail who would otherwise be released.
Time after time, we've seen the tragic results. Folks go out after getting out, even though ICE had a detainer request against them, and commit additional crimes.
Let's let other elected officials do their jobs in their communities in the way they see fit. And if people in that community don't like the way they're doing their job, they can do the same thing that they do to us. Vote us right back out of office.
Opponents say the bill would also lead to racial profiling.
The former CEO of Starbucks is set to face tough questions about his company's treatment of employees attempting to unionize. Howard Schultz will testify today on Capitol Hill. That's where you're looking live. Schultz is expected to argue that Starbucks has negotiated in good faith with employees trying to unionize. But the company has not signed a single first contract with more than 290 shops that have voted to join a union. A federal judge found this month Starbucks violated labor laws hundreds of times in New York. And the grand jury weighing a potential indictment against former President Donald Trump will not hear the case again this week. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg was surrounded by security when he arrived at his office yesterday. He's in charge of presenting evidence to the grand jury on Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment scheme to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump has lashed out at Bragg, who has received death threats. It's not clear why the jury is not meeting for the rest of the week or what that means for a potential indictment.
We're 11 minutes after 8 on your Wednesday morning. An auction house in North Carolina is accused of trying to sell the skull of a Native American.
I saw, like, this could have been my child.
How activists were able to get the remains off the market. Plus, a South Carolina murder suspect is tracked down right here in our area, where police located him.
And today is going to feel chilly for you as you head out. Our high temperature this afternoon only in the 60s, after temperatures this morning in the 40s. We have sunshine in our forecast, though, for the next few days until we get to the weekend. I'm going to walk you through our timeline for Saturday's showers coming up. A14 on your Wednesday morning. Look at this beautiful view of Beaufort. You see some clouds there, but also some blue sky. Nice day to be on the water there for sure. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to show us what we can expect today. Here in Raleigh, here in the Triangle, we're pretty cloudy right now.
We are, but that view in Beaufort is sort of like a hint of what's to come. We're going to see some sunshine breaking out later this afternoon. And then later in the week, we warm up too. Temperatures will climb into the 70s, and Saturday likely to be around 80 degrees. But we also have a front that comes through Saturday. It's going to be rainy and windy with those warm temperatures. But behind that, it's pleasant on Sunday. Back to sunshine, but 60s. So we're not going to get it all lined up together. We're not going to have sunshine in 80s. But I'll show you what to expect through the weekend coming up. Right now, we're looking at cloudy skies in Goldsboro. We just had a little wave of rain that moved through, so it's still a bit damp there. But we've dried out nicely in Apex. Oh, and check that out. Just seeing some shadows there in Chapel Hill. So there's a little hole in the clouds there. We can see from Top of the Hill Restaurant in Durham. Also, it looks like there's a little sunshine that's breaking out in a couple of spots. It's likely that we'll see more and more sunshine, especially as we get closer to lunchtime. You can see Futurecast kind of holds those clouds with us for a bit, but by lunchtime, we're seeing the clouds breaking up and will continue to clear through the afternoon. We'll also continue to have winds coming out of the northeast. That's going to make it feel chilly. So even when that sun comes out, still not really going to be a shorts and t-shirts kind of a day for us. We'll barely creep into the low 60s this afternoon. Here's why. This low pressure system, of course, rotating counterclockwise, will help to draw in some cooler air from the North Atlantic. And so that's going to make things chilly for us. This high pressure system builds in for some sunshine today, as well as into Thursday and Friday. But by late Friday into Saturday, this next system rolls in. This is the latest system to move onshore in California, causing more problems for them. As much as 3 inches of rain along the coast and as much as 3 to 4 feet of snow in the Sierra. So just getting hit by one more of those storms. It's probably not the last one. As that storm moves across the Mississippi Valley, we're going to see a level 3 risk for severe thunderstorms with this. A good chance for tornadoes. But once it moves into our area, we won't see those same dynamics. We're not looking at a severe threat, but it could have some pretty serious impacts on what happens over the weekend around here, namely Dreamville. This is Friday at 5 o'clock, and it's dry then. We're looking at some stray showers that roll through in the late evening, which could affect the Durham Bulls home opener. But it's likely that we'll get through that whole game without seeing the rain, but it may be close. We'll continue to watch that timeline getting closer to Friday evening. Saturday morning, we could be dry, but then behind that, around the middle of the day, we see more rain and a few thunderstorms. By 5 o'clock, the strongest storms are out of here. here, and we're starting to see some clearing. So it's not going to be an all-night sort of rain. So it'll be just maybe the first part of the shows on Saturday are wet. High pressure builds in on Sunday, bringing us lots of sunshine, but some cooler temperatures too. So we're looking at a 40% chance of rain overnight Friday night and a 60% chance on Saturday. Of course, it'll be warm, 81 degrees, but also windy. There'll be a lot of tents set up at Dreamville, and some of that could be tricky with winds gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. Sunday looks quieter. It's cooler, though, with a high of 68 degrees. After that, we move into next week with some warmer temperatures. After 60s Sunday, we climb to 80s on Tuesday, Brian.
8:17 right now. We're following some breaking news in Chapel Hill. We've learned that they have closed Raleigh Road between Country Club Road and Greenwood Drive. A pretty big section of Raleigh Road closed because this tree is dangling over the road there. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen Raleigh Road in that section of Chapel Hill, just to the east of downtown Chapel Hill. And complicating things this morning, we have a crash on Fordham Boulevard right around Kings Mill Road, creating some more congestion there on what is typically already a very congested Fordham Boulevard. Taking a look at alternate routes to try to get around that mess on Raleigh Road, consider using Manning Drive or Columbia Street. Not too many great options, unfortunately. We have another tree that's reported down in Cary. It's on Spring Street, Dowell Street, in a neighborhood just off of Kildare Farm Road, not affecting any major routes at this point. An earlier crash in Hillsboro, or leaving Hillsboro, heading into Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound right around Highway 86, largely cleared now, seeing just a little bit of a lingering delay there as you head away from I-85 down toward 15501. Taking a look around Raleigh right now, we have a crash getting cleared from Tryon Road around Wilmington Street, not really seeing any heavy delays as you head out of Garner and up towards South Raleigh, and looking pretty good coming in from Johnston County right now on 40 westbound with only about a 3-minute slowdown right around the Clayton Bypass.
Well, as Brian just mentioned, trees down in Cary, the one on Dowell Drive, that is, that's where I'm at right now, and I'm going to get behind the camera and give you a look at it. The good news is, as Brian mentioned, no major roadways blocked by this, but it is going to be a cleanup that's going to take 3 to 4 hours. Another good thing, no one on this block lost power, so that's what I just heard from the town of Cary worker. But they are going to take a little bit to clean this up. So they've got part of Dowell right near Spring Street shut down, but for the most part, it's a very easy way to get around this tree right here.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. King Charles III arriving within the last 20 minutes in Berlin, Germany. This is the aircraft carrying the monarch and his queen consort, Camilla. They're arriving. You can see a German flag being flown by the pilot as they landed in Berlin within the last 20 minutes. The trip was supposed to start over the weekend in France, but of course that was scrapped because of all the ongoing protests over that pension reform. Now, Germany... The stop kicks off a 3-day visit for King Charles and the Queen Consort. German president and his wife will roll out the red carpet for the royals, including a ceremonial welcome with full military honors. This is a developing story that we'll continue to track here in the WRAL Live Center.
Thanks, Ken. A man wanted for murder in South Carolina is in custody now here in North Carolina. Deputies found Robert Peoples Jr. in Zebulon. He's charged in a case out of Lee County, South Carolina. Peoples is being held in the Franklin County Jail without bond as he awaits extradition.
Today, the U.S. Senate could revoke the powers that were used to greenlight the invasion of Iraq. The two measures have been in place since 1991 and 2002, authorizing presidents to use force in Iraq. Lawmakers in both parties are seeking to take back congressional powers over U.S. military strikes and deployments. The vote is not expected to affect any current troop deployments.
New video from France shows clashes between police and demonstrators as protests over pension reform escalate. Police used tear gas on protesters in Toulouse and other cities yesterday. There are also reports of protesters starting fires and throwing rocks and bottles at police officers. Nearly 750,000 people are estimated to have been involved in protests in yesterday alone. The family of the off-duty police officer killed in the Headingham shooting now has a new home, and it's mortgage-free. Officer Gabriel Torres was one of the 5 people killed in the Raleigh shooting October of last year. The 29-year-old officer left behind his wife, Jasmine, and their daughter, Layla. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation helped his family get a new home. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson was there to dedicate the gift. A 15-year-old is charged in that mass shooting. and an important alert if you drive a Honda. The company is recalling more than 330,000 vehicles because of a defect that can cause the side view mirrors to fall off. The affected models include the 2020 to 2022 Odysseys and Passports and the 2020-21 Pilots and Ridgelines. Certified Honda dealers will replace those defective mirrors for free.
Wayne County Public Schools is looking to hire, and today's your chance to learn more. The school system is holding a virtual job fair from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. Principals, human resources, staff, and more will be on hand to discuss how to apply and the benefits that are being offered. A link to register is on the Wayne County Schools website.
Carolina Hurricanes will look to bounce back after a tough loss. Canes couldn't get anything going offensively last night at PNC Arena. They fell 4-0 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Happens every so often. You get a dud, but they're still in first place in the division with 9 games left in the regular season. The next game is tomorrow night in Detroit.
Coming up, the man at the center of the Serial podcast, Adnan Syed, might be headed back to prison. Why a court is now reinstating his murder conviction just months after throwing it out. And a giant cloud of smoke is rising over eastern North Carolina this morning. How this growing wildfire could cause more than just air issues dozens of miles away.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. A downed tree is blocking a road in Chapel Hill. Brian Schrader shows us exactly where, Brian.
Following this breaking news right now, according to Chapel Hill Police, Raleigh Road is closed between Country Club and Greenview Road. There's a look at a picture from the Chapel Hill Police Department. Tree is not down on the ground, but it's dangling low enough that they have closed the road in both directions, and they're not sure when it's going to reopen. Best alternate routes trying to get from Fordham Boulevard into downtown will be Columbia Street and Manning Drive. Already we're seeing some pretty heavy delays there on Fordham. Pretty typical for this time of day, but there's also a crash at Kings Mill Drive that's contributing to some of those backups. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking okay on our major routes with just a few crashes in the clearing stages around Raleigh.
And our winds have been breezy this morning, but not terribly strong, just gusting up to around 20 miles per hour. But that was a pretty small tree that ended up leaning there in between Chapel Hill and Cary. Rocky Mount, Durham, Fayetteville still looking cloudy with temperatures in the 40s, but the rain from last night is over. Definitely jacket weather as you're heading out. And we're already starting to see the clouds breaking up in a few spots. We'll still stay cool today, just 52 at lunchtime. If you're exercising this evening, it's a little warmer, but we're still looking at 6 to 7 o'clock. With temperatures in the mid-50s. All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Today, the man accused of hitting and killing an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade will be in court. Landon Glass was indicted on a charge of manslaughter last week. Prosecutors say Glass lost control of his pickup while pulling a parade float and hit Haley Brooks. And the rules for buying a handgun in North Carolina could soon change. The state house is set to vote today on overriding a veto from Governor Cooper. That veto blocked a Republican-sponsored bill to make getting a handgun permit easier. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
After a rainy night, we're beginning to see a few holes in the clouds. I'll show you when the sun comes out where you are and how little it will warm up today. And new developments coming from the courtroom today in the Raleigh Christmas parade tragedy. The driver accused of killing an 11-year-old girl is set to face a judge.
Also, a man is in custody after a deadly workplace stabbing incident in Wake County. What we're uncovering about the business that could be involved in all of this. We're glad you made us our choice right here this morning and making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting out a little cloudy for your Wednesday morning, but Elizabeth Gardner says that it's going to make way for some sunshine later on today. We just have to deal with the clouds right now.
There's still a lot of lingering cloud cover from last night's rain. The rain is over, but you can see a few patches of blue that are showing up here over North Hills, and I'm seeing that on some other cameras as well. Not everywhere. The farther east you go, the more cloud cover we're still seeing. Right now, it is 45 degrees in the Triangle area, and our wind is coming out of the northeast, so that's making it feel chilly. Our winds are at 8 miles miles per hour. It's just enough for that wind to hit you, and it feels chilly, certainly. 37 in Roxboro right now. That's our cold spot. It's 45 in Southern Pines, 46 in Goldsboro, 49 in Clinton. We're going to see our skies gradually clearing as we get closer to lunchtime. We'll see more widespread breaks in the clouds. We'll pause it right there, 11:45 to noon, and you can see the clouds breaking up. And then we clear out nicely through the afternoon, but we continue to have our wind coming out of the northeast, so we're going to struggle to warm up a whole lot. At lunchtime, still looking at low 50s, and we'll climb only into the low 60s this afternoon. Heading outside, temperatures are anywhere from 5 to a little over 10 degrees cooler in most places than they were this time yesterday. And our high this afternoon, definitely going to be cool, almost 10 degrees cooler with a high of just 61, even with all that sunshine. We warm up later in the week, but we also add some rain back into the forecast just in time for the weekend. We'll take a look at the timeline coming up. Brian?
8:32 right now. We're following breaking news in Chapel Hill, where we have a leaning tree that has closed a section of Raleigh Road just east of downtown Chapel Hill. That's a picture of it from the Chapel Hill Police Department. And Raleigh Road right now closed in both directions between Country Club Road and Greenwood Road. So this is just inside that Fordham Boulevard interchange heading back toward downtown. We always see big delays in both directions of Fordham Boulevard this time of day, but that closure is contributing to some of those backups. And also we're seeing some heavy delays on that northbound side of Fordham Boulevard coming in from the Columbia Street area because of a crash right around Kings Mill Drive. So a rough morning in Chapel Hill. If you're trying to get between downtown and Fordham, consider using Manning Drive or Columbia Street as good alternate routes till they can reopen that section of Raleigh Road. And here's a look at that crash at Fordham at Kings Mill. That's really contributing to those northbound delays heading away from Columbia Street. We also have a tree down in a neighborhood in Cary, not causing any problems on any major routes, but they're dealing with that problem as well there. Around the rest of the triangle, major routes are holding up fairly well. We have a few crashes around Raleigh, including one on Tryon Road at Wilmington Street in the clearing stages. Quick check of the biggest delays that we're following on northbound 50, a one-minute slowdown coming into Garner. Coming out of Fuquay Varina toward Garner on 401 northbound, about a nine-minute backup with delays beginning around the 1010 Road area all the way up to Old Stage Road. And on 885 northbound, the Durham Freeway, about a three-minute slowdown between I-40 and I-85.
Also breaking news this morning, Lee County High School is closed today because of an anonymous threat made against the school late last night. In a tweet that was posted just before 6 a.m., the district says the sheriff's office made the recommendation to close the school for the day. Also, all activities are canceled.
This morning, the driver of the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade will be in court. And WREL's Nia Harden is live outside the courthouse in downtown Raleigh. Nia, this hearing comes 1 week after Landon Glass was indicted.
That's right. Involuntary manslaughter is what he'll be appearing in court for today. And that is a felony. We know that Landon Glass has other misdemeanor charges that he also will have to face. We know that there is death by motor vehicle, reckless driving to endanger, and carrying a firearm at a parade. Then there's also failure to reduce speed and improper brakes. Glass was driving a pickup truck last November in the Raleigh Christmas Parade when it lost control before hitting 11-year-old Haley Brooks. Now, WREL plans to be in the hearing today. We'll have updates for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
We're working to find out the name of the business in Knightdale where a man was stabbed and killed. Police say 43-year-old man is in custody out of all this. We do know that 49-year-old Delavius Gilbert was stabbed several times along Spectrum Drive. He later died at the hospital. One viewer shared video of officers trying to save his life. Investigators say they believe the stabbing stems from an earlier argument with a co-worker. They have not said at which business this happened, but we saw a team of lawyers at the Cormark site and a sign reading, "We are closed for today." A search online shows Cormark specializes in food distribution.
Memorials are growing in Nashville, Tennessee, in honor of the six victims of that deadly school shooting. Three nine-year-old students, a substitute teacher, and the school headmaster, as well as a custodian. The city of Nashville is holding a vigil tonight. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to lay flowers and toys outside the Covenant School. That's where the shooting happened on Monday morning. Family and friends shared stories about the headmaster, Catherine Coons.
She was an exceptionally brilliant educator, and I say that because she could work with parents, board members, faculty, preschoolers. It didn't really matter. She just made you feel like the most important person in the room.
A And you can hear more from the family and friends of the victims on Today. That's airing on WREL right now.
We're also getting a look at the efforts made by police to take down that shooter. Body cam video released by police shows officers moving quickly and methodically through the school to find the shooter. They found 28-year-old Audrey Hale on the second floor, where they say Hale was reloading a weapon at the time when the two officers shot and eliminated the threat. Police say Hale, who identified as transgender, was under doctor's supervision for an emotional disorder, but was still able to buy 7 guns legally. Hale's parents said they didn't know about the weapons. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but authorities say Hale left behind a manifesto. We have more to cover on this developing story in the next 10 minutes, the growing calls for gun reform in the wake of the shooting, and how our nation's leaders are responding. You can see all of our coverage to date at WRL.com.
A push to legalize sports betting in North Carolina just passed a crucial test. The state house approved the measure after turning it down by 1 vote last year. A final vote is planned for today before it heads to the Senate. Governor Cooper supports the bill and included $85 million from sports betting tax revenue in his budget plan. Police in Rocky Mount are asking for your help in finding a missing man. Christian Bowers, this is him. He was last seen on Habersham Court around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Officers say the 33-year-old was wearing a black jacket, green camo pants and black shoes, as well as black framed glasses. Bowers suffers from developmental disabilities. Police have already used canines and aerial equipment to help find him. If you've seen him, call 911.
Could be a miserable day if you're driving near the North Carolina coast. In a certain area, there's a big wildfire spreading. Take a look. The North Carolina Forest Service posted these pictures on Facebook last night showing the smoke from the last resort fire in Terrell County. Officials say that smoke could lead to road closures as far away as Beaufort and Greenville. The fire has burned more than 5,000 acres. It is 45% contained right now. Investigators say it started after a debris burn jumped containment lines. There have been no injuries reported so far. Some of the largest employers in our area will address questions about their impact on climate change today. The Raleigh Chamber of Commerce is hosting its inaugural sustainability conference. EPA Director Michael Regan, who is also a native of Goldsboro, will speak at that event. He'll join companies in encouraging sustainable practices. Local leaders say that helps more than the environment. It also helps the economy.
As we think about changing our grid to clean energies and clean renewables, what we're really talking about is more jobs and more money in our region. So these companies have huge footprints, not just here locally, but globally, but they tend to make their decisions locally. So there's a lot of opportunity for other businesses, maybe smaller, mid-sized businesses, to partner with these large companies and create new jobs here.
Some of the companies speaking today include Lenovo, John Deere, and Fujifilm. Today's conference starts at 8:30 at the Raleigh Convention Center.
Federal financial regulators will answer questions again today about what led up to the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. They'll testify before a House committee on Capitol Hill. That's where you're looking live. They spoke to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Investigators want answers as the federal government tries to prevent another banking collapse. Regulators say they spotted red flags at Silicon Valley Bank back in 2021 when it was cited for interest rate and liquidity risks.
Textbook case of bank mismanagement. They didn't take the action necessary. They were quite vulnerable to risk, to shocks, and they didn't take the actions necessary.
The federal government stepped in to guarantee deposits at the two failed banks. Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank finalized a deal Monday to buy Silicon Valley Bank.
A human skull almost sold at auction here in North Carolina. What the auction owner says changed his mind about putting the remains up for sale. And missed out on Dreamville tickets? There's a free event that rivals the festival's powerhouse lineup. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how cool those temperatures will stay today. 8:44 is the time right now. As you take a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network, it looks like there's clouds over the entire world right there. But it's just over Raleigh right here as we get set for our Wednesday. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. They'll clear out. There are some spots that are, you can see a little sun breaking through.
Well, the clouds are all over the planet there, the Daily Planet, outside of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. Low pressure system sitting offshore. This is the one that brought us all the rain overnight last night. Low pressure systems have winds that rotate counterclockwise. So it's partially this low's fault that we're seeing these cool temperatures. We also have a high just off screen. That high also spins the opposite direction. So the two of these together helping to bring us a northerly flow today that's keeping things pretty chilly. We'll see that high pressure system moving closer and eventually shifting our winds to southerly, bringing us a nice warm up toward the end of the week. But we do have a lot of cloud cover that we're seeing right now. This is a look at Futurecast. We push it out to noon, and notice by noon we're seeing a lot of holes in the clouds. We're seeing a few breaks in the clouds right now, but that will increase as we get through the afternoon. But our wind will continue to come out of the northeast, so it stays chilly. Temperatures will be almost 10 degrees, well, let's say 6 or 7 degrees cooler than normal for this afternoon, about 10 degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday. Here's a look at the deep app, and look at that. They're all out there. Looks like they're getting ready to roll up the tarp. They had that tarp out there to cover the diamond from the rain last night, but they are doing all the last minute preps. They have the opening night for the DBAP. Opening home opener is Friday, and right now it looks like things will be nice at the beginning of the game, but we could see a little bit of light rain late in the game, something that we'll continue to watch. It's chilly out there, 45 degrees. We climbed to 52 at lunchtime and then into the low 60s this afternoon. With increasing sunshine, it's 39 right now in Roxborough. It's 49 in Clinton. And in between, most of us are seeing temperatures in the mid-40s, which is chilly. It's a little breezy. We have gusts up to 16 in Southern Pines. Steady wind at about 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the north. So it's making it feel chilly. Our normal high is 67, so we'll be a little below that at 61. But closer to normal tomorrow with sunshine. Friday and Saturday look nice temperature-wise, 76 and 81. But we do have some rain in the forecast. Again, right now we have our wind coming out of the north. You can see the blue color contours and the wind coming out of the north. So chilly out there now. But as we get through the day tomorrow, we'll see the winds becoming variable and gradually beginning to shift around to the southeast and then eventually to the south. And that's going to help to bring us some warmer temperatures. Watch how everything starts to turn red. And that brings the warmth in just in time for Friday. Game time, 6:35. Temperature at that point, 73, but it's likely to be fairly cloudy. And then some rain is possible toward the end of the game. We take a look at Saturday, and this is not great news. That front's going to come through on Saturday. It's unlikely that we would see a lot of severe storms, but we're going to see rain and windy conditions for Saturday for Dreamville, 81 degrees. Now, the rain may taper off late in the afternoon, and the evening could be dry. Sunday looks dry and cooler with a high of 68.
Hard to believe, but Easter is almost here. That means lots of egg hunts are playing throughout the Triangle. WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us in studio to see where the Easter Bunny is going to be this weekend, Kathy.
There's so many Easter egg hunts this weekend. Okay, we're going to start over in Garner, the Spring Extravaganza. On Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12:30, there's going to be egg hunts, food trucks, music, the Easter Bunny. Admission is free and registration is not required.
Oh my goodness, look at all those kids. It's such a fun time. Also, Durham, there's an Easter egg hunt happening there on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we've got the West Point on the Eno Easter egg hunt. Starts at 10 a.m. Children are going to be divided into age groups, and all egg hunts are going to start at 10:15. There's going to be games and crafts after, and you don't have to register in advance. So it's a great, great thing.
Absolutely. And in Raleigh, there's an event for those 16 and younger at the Mordecai Historic Park.
Yeah, on Saturday, there's going to be an egg hunt starting at 11 a.m. They're going to have three age groups, 0 to 4, 5 to 9, and then 10 and up. Before and after the hunts, there are going to be crafts and games. Again, registration not required, so they can go and have some fun.
That's amazing. And Carrboro, Fuquay, Verena, Wake Forest, and Zebulon also have egg hunts this weekend. To see a complete list, you can go to WREL.com and search egg hunt. Kathy, thanks so much.
8:48 the time right now. Calls are growing this morning for gun reform in the wake of Monday's deadly school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee.
We must pass meaningful gun safety legislation and need to look at every possible way to do so. We must give families the peace of mind to send their kids to school without fearing for their lives.
President Biden called for a ban on assault-style rifles during a trip to Durham yesterday. But Republicans in Congress say they'll block any bans like that. They say it's about protecting constitutional rights.
On the other side, all they want to do is take guns away from law-abiding citizens. Before they even know the facts, the first thing they talk about is taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. And that's not the answer, by the way.
According to data from the Gun Violence Archive, there have been more than 130 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. Those include cases where four or more people are shot. Adnan Syed, whose murder conviction became the focus of the podcast Serial, may be headed back to jail. An appeals court just reinstated his conviction. Syed was found guilty of killing Haemin Lee back in 1999, but prosecutors recently dropped the charges against him. Now, this appeals court says the judge overseeing Syed's case violated the rights of Lee's brother. They say he wasn't notified of the hearing when the charges were dropped. That means Syed's conviction is back in place until a new hearing can happen. Syed doesn't have to go back to prison yet, though his lawyers have 60 days to discuss his next steps.
A human skull will be left to the care of a Native American group after it almost went up for auction. The skull, which is said to date back to the 1400s, was being auctioned off at the Mebane Antique Auction Gallery. About 20 protesters showed up to try and stop that from happening. They say the skull belonged to a Native American. The auction's owner says the skull is part of an estate sale, but he agreed not to sell it after talking with one of the protesters.
This could have been my child, right? And they're just treating us just not humanly.
The auction's owner says he's not even sure if the skull is real, but he is returning it to the owner, who will work with a local tribal group to handle the remains. Well, tickets may be sold out for this weekend's Dreamville Festival, but you can still see a free show this Friday with some powerhouse stars of its own. Timbaland, Durham-based producer, Ninth Wonder, and singer Ari Lennox will take part in 50 and Forever, a celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Dreamville is partnering with the North Carolina Arts Council and others to put on the free event. It kicks off at noon Friday at Cam Raleigh. We've posted more information on WREL.com.
Our Teacher of the Week has a unique way to keep parents in the loop about what's happening at school. WRL's Brian Schrader meets a Wake County educator whose love of photography provides a connection to the classroom.
Erin Gannon has been teaching for 26 years. For the past couple of years, she's been teaching third grade at Davis Drive Elementary in Cary, and she loves teaching kids that age.
The year that they have as third graders, there's so much growth that happens and they really mature.
Gannon loves photography, and she likes to take pictures of her students to share with parents.
Their parents ask them, what'd you do today? And they're like, nothing. I went to recess. Lunch was the best part of my day. But that's not true. That's not true. I love it when parents look at those pictures and then say, now I know what's going on.
And Gannon likes for her students to have a say in what they're learning.
Anytime you can share your passions with them is great, but even better when they get a chance to share those passions back with you and you take that seriously and you say, ooh, this is something that we can all do together. Let's learn a little bit more about this because this is what we're interested in, is really important.
Erin Gannon is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Well, what a unique idea. Picture proof that they were busy at it all day. You can look at all our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like for us to recognize by going to WRL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
We'll find out more today about a new fiber optic cable designed specifically to improve internet access in rural areas. Governor Roy Cooper is joining U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo for the reveal. They'll be at the Comsco building in Catawba right along I-40. Governor Cooper has said he wants to make rural broadband a priority. Today's announcement is at 9 o'clock.
And in Northampton County, a company is expanding its fiber internet services. Roanoke Connect announced it'll bring fiber connectivity to more than 4,000 homes there. The company is encouraging customers to check in with them to see if they're eligible for the extended access.
Happening today, a Nash County farm will prepare to send 30,000 eggs to the White House. Braswell Farms is prepping the eggs in Winston-Salem to use for the annual White House Easter egg roll. Last year, the local business sent 18,000 to our nation's capital. This is video from that event. This year's Easter egg roll will be on April 10th.
And as we head to break, here are looking winning lottery numbers right here on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.